A congressional committee earlier this month passed a resolution saying any reform of U.S.-Mexican immigration policy should be linked to U.S. investment in Mexico's state-owned oil monopoly, Pemex. The non-binding measure passed virtually unnoticed in the United States, but Mexicans exploded in anger. The flap illustrates U.S. oil companies' long-standing desire to re-enter Mexico and the volatility that petroleum still holds in Mexico. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The resolution was sponsored by North Carolina Republican Cass Ballinger, whose staffer said it was intended to signal to Mexico that reforming immigration is just as complex and politically risky for the U.S. Congress as opening Pemex is for the Mexican Congress. But if the congressman thought he was doing a favor for the oil companies, industry insiders say it was anything but.
It was a very blunt instrument. It actually had the opposite effect of perhaps what the intention was.
Michelle Foss is an international natural gas expert at the University of Houston who has advised the Mexican government on energy.
There isn't anybody in the industry that would support anything like this because they know the situation much too well.
Though it was a sense of Congress resolution with no diplomatic authority, narrowly passed by a Republican majority, reaction in Mexico was swift and emotional. Blackmail in the U.S., immigration accord for Pemex, screamed a front-page headline in one Mexico City daily.
Es una compañía nacional, ¿sí? Eso es de nuestros valores.
To sell Pemex would be the worst that President Fox could do, said a security guard named Sergio Maya, standing on a Mexico City sidewalk. What would we do? We would become the gringos' puppets, and they would manipulate us as they pleased.
Vamos a hacer una colonia gringa.
Mexicans were so upset, President Vicente Fox had to reassure his countrymen in a speech saying Pemex has not been and will not be for sale. Jonathan Brown is a historian of Mexico at the University of Texas at Austin.
Pemex is a symbol of the nation. It's something like motherhood, and apple pie is to the American Midwest.
Pemex has been a symbol of Mexico's economic sovereignty ever since 1938. When President Lázaro Cárdenas expropriated the holdings of the infamous Seven Sisters, the foreign oil companies that then dominated Mexico's oil sector. Ever since then, big oil has quietly been trying to get back into Mexico, which has the eighth largest petroleum reserves in the world. The Mexican government has not been totally deaf to their efforts because the country understands that Pemex has to change. The oil monopoly already generates 40% of the national budget. It needs to become even more productive with Mexico's ever-expanding social needs. But like many state oil companies in developing countries, Pemex lacks sufficient capital and advanced technology, both of which foreign investors could supply. Andres Rosenthal is president of the Mexican Council on International Affairs in Mexico City.
So it is indispensable for private investment. There's no question about that. The only doubt is how to do it, and how to do it within a constitutional framework which in the current political climate in Mexico seems very difficult to change.
President Fox has engaged in delicate discussions with the Mexican Congress, Pemex, its union, and foreign oil executives about how to sidestep the Constitution, which prohibits foreign profits on oil and gas. Then along came the Ballinger resolution with all the subtlety of a wellhead blowout. Again, Andres Rosenthal.
It really not only didn't make very much sense, but probably did everything it possibly could to harden and make even more difficult the efforts that the government is making at present time, particularly President Fox, to try to get Congress to authorize the opening up of Pemex for private investment.
The process has already begun to permit energy entrepreneurship in Mexico. In a matter of days, Mexico will announce contracts for foreign oil companies to explore for and produce natural gas in the potentially huge Burgos field just south of Laredo, Texas. The oil company that lands the Burgos contract may be the one selected down the road to drill even bigger prospects, says Thad Grundy Jr., an international oil and gas attorney in Houston.
The real crown, the real jewel here is the opportunity to explore for oil and gas, both onshore and offshore. So that's the future. That's what they're betting on, and so they want to be there and be ready if and when things do open up.
Mexico is hugely attractive to U.S. oil companies. The oil fields are close to Houston, the geology is similar to the United States, and discoveries in the deep water Gulf of Mexico could be dramatic, says George Baker. He's director of a respected industry newsletter, Mexico Oil Intelligence.
The next Alaskan North Slope could be in Mexican deep waters.
Mexico is the only country in Latin America that does not allow foreign companies to explore for oil. Even Cuba does. Today, a half dozen companies, including Shell and ExxonMobil, quietly maintain offices in Mexico City, betting that things will change eventually. "We're very optimistic about Mexico," said an official in a U.S. major oil company who asked not to be identified. "But I cannot emphasize enough the sensitivities," he continued, "that the Ballinger resolution is not the way we do business." John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.